Hanging on the wall of the Bristol Bay campus's Applied Sciences building is a LEED certificate recognizing work to make the building energy efficient and environmentally friendly. Tom Marsick is the assistant professor of sustainable energy at the college and passionate about green buildings.
LEED, which is the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, provides, for one, guidelines on how to achieve a high-performing facility, and then they also provide the verification. I think the guidelines are, in a way, more important because the certification itself is just a piece of paper. What matters at the end is having a high-performing building that's healthy for its occupants, it's environment-friendly, and it has low use of energy and water.
To meet those guidelines, Marsick says the college did a number of upgrades to the building, including installing triple-pane windows and energy-efficient appliances.
We added 6 inches of foam insulation on the outside of the walls. We added more insulation in the attic. We added a heat recovery ventilation system. So it's a system that takes the heat from the warm, stale air that's going out and transfers it into the fresh, cold air that's coming in, so we can maintain a very healthy indoor environment without significant heat loss.
The building houses the Sustainable Energy and Environmental Studies programs on the main floor and apartments above them. The certificate just applies to the main floor. Marsick says it's the first LEED certified building in the region and the university system, but he hopes that others will follow suit.
We can do this. We can take an old, inefficient building and turn it into a high-performing, very energy-efficient building. We have a lot of old, inefficient buildings in Alaska, so the main message is in demonstrating that there is a solution to that problem.
And he should know, his home received a world record for being energy-efficient. Even if LEED isn't within reach, Marsick says small changes can help make almost any building more efficient. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.